How are you really living? The ministry of the Holy Spirit allows men and women to discover themselves. Those men and women under the sound of my voice who have an ear to hear, pay close attention and listen to understand. I want you to go into the bathroom in your home. Close the door behind you and look at yourself in the mirror. The Holy Spirit wants you to see the features of your face and look at the reflection in your eyes as you make self-observation of yourself. The Holy Spirit wants to ask you one simple question. It's a rhetorical question in order to make a point rather than to give an answer. How are you really living? Men and women tell lies to one another all day long. Let me say that real slow. Men and women tell lies to one another all day long. But no man and no woman can tell one lie to the Holy Spirit. How are you really living? The question is addressed to the man and to the woman having a confrontation with self as they look at themselves in the mirror. You can't even lie to yourself. Let me say that real slow. You can't even lie to yourself standing in the bathroom looking in the mirror at yourself. Each man and each woman know the truth about themselves. Now consider the correct perspectives from the Holy Spirit and discover the root knowledge that answers God's question, how are you really living? You know, God said, if I was you, I would choose life. Now, what's the definition of life? Whatever God said it is. I'm living a spiritual life according to the resurrection of believers. As a believer, I have been resurrected, so I'm living a spiritual life. I receive the manifestation of divine power in support of divine authority. I have physical life, the maintenance of physical life. Consider that. The duration of physical life. Consider the duration of your physical life. I receive the enjoyment of physical life. Receive the enjoyment of your physical life. I have the recovery of physical life from the power of disease. Receive for yourself the recovery of physical life from the power of disease. I receive the recovery of physical life from the power of death. Receive that for yourself, the recovery of physical life from the power of death. I experience the change to living and to live again. The manifestation of good living. I have preserved life. I live a preserved life. My life has been preserved. Living the good and quiet, peaceful life without envy and living without malice. Living without bitterness. Living without strife. Living without envy. Living without jealousy. Living without unforgiveness. Living without being spiteful. Isn't that something? I live the good and quiet, peaceful life without envy, and I'm living without malice. The manner of life according to the kingdom of God community. I know that some of you live in a good housing community. You live in a good apartment gated community. You live in a good high-rise apartment complex or modern day condominium, apartment, skyrise community. But according to the word of God, I'm living according to the manner of life, according to the kingdom of God's community. I'm living in the pleasure of God, not in the pleasure of the world. I'm living in the pleasure of God, living in a state of absolute pleasure. How are you really living? How are you really living? If you're not living life the way God said, if I was you, I would choose life, then the life that you're living is a lie. Somebody lied to you, and that's why you're lying to other people about your life, because you didn't choose life. You chose death. How are you really living? How are you really living? How are you really living? The ministry of the Holy Spirit allows men and women to discover themselves. Those men and women under the sound of my voice who have an ear to hear, pay close attention and listen to understand. I want you to go into the bathroom in your home. Close the door behind you and look at yourself in the mirror. The Holy Spirit wants you to see the features of your face and look at the reflection in your eyes as you make self-observation of yourself. The Holy Spirit wants to ask you one simple question. It's a rhetorical question in order to make a point rather than to give an answer. How are you really living? Men and women tell lies to one another all day long. Let me say that real slow. Men and women tell lies to one another all day long. But no man and no woman can tell one lie to the Holy Spirit. How are you really living? The question is addressed to the man and to the woman having a confrontation with self as they look at themselves in the mirror. You can't even lie to yourself. Let me say that real slow. You can't even lie to yourself standing in the bathroom looking in the mirror at yourself. Each man and each woman know the truth about themselves. Now consider the correct perspectives from the Holy Spirit and discover the root knowledge that answers God's question, how are you really living? You know, God said, if I was you, I would choose life. Now, what's the definition of life? Whatever God said it is. I'm living a spiritual life according to the resurrection of believers. As a believer, I have been resurrected, so I'm living a spiritual life. I receive the manifestation of divine power in support of divine authority. I have physical life, the maintenance of physical life. Consider that. The duration of physical life. Consider the duration of your physical life. I receive the enjoyment of physical life. Receive the enjoyment of your physical life. I have the recovery of physical life from the power of disease. Receive for yourself the recovery of physical life from the power of disease. I receive the recovery of physical life from the power of death. Receive that for yourself, the recovery of physical life from the power of death. I experience the change to living and to live again. The manifestation of good living. I have preserved life. I live a preserved life. My life has been preserved. Living the good and quiet, peaceful life without envy and living without malice. Living without bitterness. Living without strife. Living without envy. Living without jealousy. Living without unforgiveness. Living without being spiteful. Isn't that something? I live the good and quiet, peaceful life without envy, and I'm living without malice. The manner of life according to the Kingdom of God community. I know that some of you live in a good housing community. You live in a good apartment gated community. You live in a good high-rise apartment complex or modern day condominium, apartment skyrise community. But according to the word of God, I'm living according to the manner of life, according to the Kingdom of God's community. I'm living in the pleasure of God, not in the pleasure of the world. I'm living in the pleasure of God, living in the state of absolute pleasure. How are you really living? How are you really living? If you're not living life the way God said, if I was you, I would choose life, then the life that you're living is a lie. Somebody lied to you, and that's why you're lying to other people about your life, because you didn't choose life. You chose death. How are you really living? How are you really living?